conversation.
You have a right to express emotions.
Anger, love, hate, sadness, confusion. It does not mean you're ill.
If you're down and out, seek help. Don't be scared. It can be very intimidating.
There are people listening and willing to help.
We have to innovate.
Get informed. Contact your local CLSC, Sun Youth, AMI Quebec, Ford House, or Prevention Suicide.
You are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM on Underground Sounds. This is not your regular host today. If you are expecting the voice of Nick Schofield, it has been announced recently that due to his involvements in Ottawa and a busy personal life, I suppose, he is no longer hosting Underground Sounds. We are now a team of people, apparently co-hosts, who will be sharing the hosting duties for Underground Sounds. I am proud and honored to be one of your first guests, new hosts on Underground Sounds. I am Jean-Néon Johnny Void. I have previously presented a show called Les Transmissions du Vide, but it wasn't a full-time thing. I would just get asked to replace or to present on Montreal Sessions or If You Got Ears. Underground Sounds is actually how I started with CKUT 90.3 FM, I believe, in 2016, when Nick would ask me sometimes to replace him, to play some music in studio during his absence, and some interviews also. And it's a real pleasure to be presenting Underground Sounds for you once a month for now, I believe. The timing was perfect because I've just had two shows this weekend on Saturday and Sunday with two out-of-town guests that I've been waiting years to have here, basically. My first guest tonight is Alex Brooks, aka Residual Energy Boss, who was in town Saturday at La Lumière Collective for their first performance as Residual Energy Boss. Dense synth soundscapes with many effects applied, and soundscapes that are available on his Bandcamp. You have a full-length album, self-titled, released on Low and Central, that is available, and his early experiments. We did have an interview recorded, but being the big dum-dum that I am, I was like, let's record this on tape. It'll be so nice to have the tape quality. It will fit your music so much. And we're both, yeah, let's do it. And then I realized preparing the show that you can sort of hear what we say, but there's also this big buzz or like noise, tape noise, that I guess we weren't speaking loud enough, or the batteries were like running out. But basically, it was not usable for tonight. Sorry, Alex. I will sort of mention some things about this project afterwards. But first, we are going to listen to the full recording of the Lumière Collective live performance. An aspect you are not getting from hearing it on the radio is that I did visuals for it, and it was a real pleasure. I have not done live visuals for a show since February 2020, the year before something major happened. So that's it. Alex Brooks is actually someone I knew on Twitter for years, and since the pandemic, basically, following on Twitter, Twitter Mutuals, and I met him for the first time in May when I played a show in Toronto and sort of mentioned, like, hey, have you ever thought of doing a live performance, and if so, would you like to do one in Montreal? We also have a project called Bus Void that is in the works, I suppose, and I'm also figuring out how I'm going to release it, but I basically took plenty of jams and albums that Alex Brooks did, so yeah, Bus Void, that eventually, and also eventually a proper recorded interview when I have an occasion to host him on this show again, which there will be. In the second hour, my guest will be Matt Robidoux from California, who is also an artist that I wanted to book pre-pandemic, and then pandemic happened and we couldn't do it. So it's a long time coming to actually make the show happen. So that was yesterday at Casa del Popolo. Matt Robidoux is actually just waiting on the door right now to come in. So we will have a studio live performance from Matt himself, who is in town this weekend, and performed one of the most mind-blowing live sets I've seen in a while at Casa del Popolo. So without any further ado, here is Residual Energy Bus live at La Lumière Collective on August 6th. Enjoy.
energy bus! Woo!
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let's dress up like pirates. Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter Francois Clark. Brand new sophomore album, Adventure Book, available now. Adventure Book is a stunningly crafted musical voyage filled with invigorating pop anthems and introspective ballads. Francois is an internationally renowned artist that has been featured in the Netflix hit film Feel the Beat, alongside artists including Demi Lovato and Alicia Cara. Listen wherever you stream music. More at FrancoisClarkwithak.com.
And you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM. It is 8:47, and you are tuned into Underground Sounds. I'm your new monthly host, Jean Néant, Johnny Void. And yeah, that was a live performance of Residual Energy Bus at La Lumière Collective on August 6th. If you liked that material, you can go to Residual Energy Bus. Bandcamp.com to listen to some of the pieces that were actually from his album Residual Energy Bus, the self-titled, and I think also there was the Stargazer on one of the previous albums. Anyway, all very interesting material to look forward to. I believe he does have a upcoming Bandcamp release sooner in this fall, and I'm sure after that performance there'll be more performances, and eventually on my show I hope to have him interviewed, or even better, if he came to perform, we could do a in-studio session and use the tape of the missed interview and use that in our set, and then it'd be very meta. But for now, I'm joined in studio with Matt Robidoux, and yeah, check your mic to see that it works. Yeah, and we are not just us two, we also have Mare and Dana. And Mare is 4 months old. We're just wondering if we just beat the record of the youngest person in the CKUT studios. I'm wondering if, let me know if there's been a baby that was 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months old, or if someone gave birth in the studio, then I will announce my record. But I think we beat the record. So. Little technical mistake on my part. I thought the microphone was number one. It's actually number three. It's only my second time back in the CKUT studio 2022. So my bad. I still have to figure some things out. Matt, if you want to try your microphone now, I believe our audience will hear us.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I had the wrong. No, okay, I get it now. Yeah. Okay, I mixed up the headphones with the audio, the microphone, and now my microphone is super loud. So, what is going on? Try now.
Hello.
Okay. Hey. So now we finally have Matt Webino in the studio. Wow. My mind's gone. Oh my god. Yeah, I need sound effects. I need something to do the ba-doom when things happen like that. But okay, my bad. I'm figuring things out here. But so yeah, Matt Robidoux, from California, which we were trying to book a show in, I believe it was for summer, 2020. And it was supposed to happen at Rocket Science Room. I was figuring everything out, and then we had to cancel. Every artist, I feel like, has a pandemic story. How has it been for you? Did you have like dates organized? You've had a album that I want to talk about later at Dust, and obviously you must have been preparing that album while the pandemic was happening. So how has it been on your end in California before you were able to finally make it back to Montreal?
Well, it's been really good overall, but yeah, the pandemic did derail a lot of things, a lot of really big things, but in my music world, some East Coast shows, I was going to play a show with Lonnie Holly. It was a bummer to have to cancel that.
Yeah.
But I finally did see him play in San Francisco a few weeks ago. It was really great to get to meet him finally and hear his music live. And it definitely changed the nature of collaborating on this album. It was mostly an email collab kind of situation with a lot of my friends in the local improvising scene. So they would be friends that lived in my neighborhood sometimes, but we'd still be collaborating via email. And I would just have this material to really sort of mutate and work with and learn a lot of. I learned a lot about mixing and about synthesis in the pandemic, which I'm not sure I would have been able to dive as deep in had I continued working full-time in person as a teacher. So yeah, that was one curveball for sure. My school took one day to regroup and figure out how to teach online. That's it. And I would say I'm at the higher end of tech savvy with my colleagues, you know? So it was just real chaos, true chaos. And my school thought the best option was having the regular hours of a school day on Zoom, except making all the classes 3 hours long. So that was what was happening. And Dana was in the other room teaching sculpture at university on Zoom as well. And we were in adjacent rooms in our one-room apartment doing this stuff. And when Dana had a break, she'd come hide under the table and use finger puppets during my kindergarten music classes, which was really fun. So we got to learn a repertoire for our little babe. She hears all our songs now. The youngest contestant on CKUT in history, perhaps.
It all led to this. This album, At Dust, came out in October 2021 on Already Dead Records. These are some of the songs you're performing in your live set, I believe, or that you did perform at the Casa del Popolo show. So as someone who knew your previous album with Candles, I was really surprised of how more cohesive and pop songwriting seemed to be a really a major part of the album. I felt like with Candles you had like two moments kind of like that, and it felt like you really pinpointed on that. I mean, it was my impression on hearing the albums, but there's such a wide range and variety of sounds and all that. And when I see your modular setup, it's just like how where do all these sounds come from? So yeah, just maybe touching a bit upon this creative process that you mentioned also of having to work more by yourself and less with other musicians, and the way you would like to present the sounds you are going to play for us tonight.
Brief Candles, the album I put out in 2020, I feel is really attached to Montreal. I spent a summer here in 2018, living here in Park X, and recorded the album across the street at Value Sound Studios. And those were really new pieces with a group I had never played with before. I collaborated with Catherine Ylang Ylang. That's the exception. We've collaborated a lot in the past. But then I had Eric Lewis, a trumpet player, Craig Pedersen, another trumpet player, Elizabeth Millar on clarinet, and a electric chord organ that I found at a thrift store that I taped the keys down on. And we made kind of one side of an album in two afternoons. And so that is really different from this recent album and the collaborative spirit of it, and just having these really fresh pieces that are sort of open scores that we could really push in different improvisatory directions. But we had three takes or so, and we mixed from that. And then the other side was recorded at Mills College during pretty much my whole time there. I attended the graduate composition program there from 2017 to 2019, Mills College in Oakland, and it's all players who were my classmates who were on the other side of that album. So it kind of feels like two distinct records to me. And I really wanted to carry over that collective spirit, having lots of players from lots of different worlds. And some Montreal players come back, like Kai Brooks sings on the new record.
You also had Eddie Wagner play flute on Brief Candles.
Eddie Wagner on Brief Candles.
But I've just realized, also Value Sound, that's Renee's studio. And for AM Sci-Fi yesterday, that is actually Anna's project, but decided to have Olivier Eddie Wagner on flute and Renee joined on drums last minute. So I'm just like, wow, a bit of a full cycle there also, a connection to Brief Candles.
Mm-hmm. And certain shows, like the last time I was in town, it was Elizabeth and Sam Shalabi and Muffin Daydream.
Oh, yeah.
Shota and Eddie Wagner. And it was like half the show was playing at Casa, half the show was playing across the street at a different show. So there was that sort of connection too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like how to make something feel collective and inclusive and have a lot of voices, even though I'm just editing it in the box on my computer in this kind of isolated space. And sometimes in the past, when shortly after the album came out, some people were wondering why it was so joyful, the record, and in such a time, you know. But for me, it was about trying to feel that connectivity and community in that kind of space, not ignoring what was happening. But another process that was really new, other than heavier emphasis on electronics, was movement, having sort of a movement practice in the live show. That just started in my apartment, of just wanting to feel more embodied in the sound and have a sense of play with that. You know, when I was making these long Ableton improvisations and doing whatever, just to sort of take into a more physical place, like using my body to interact with the system.
That's how you invented the shrimp dance.
That's how the shrimp dance got invented, yeah.
This is
in the corn synth.
This is such a shame that we can't show that on the program tonight, but the shrimp dance was quite special sight to witness. But you'll hear it, at least. But you can imagine in your own mind what that looks like. So, yeah, from what you said, I kind of gathered that both albums are a snapshot of a specific time in your life. You have just recently become a father 4 months ago. I'm wondering about the future of Matro Bidou, your musical endeavors, how, like, what's next for you?
The shrimp dance is really inspired by her, by our daughter. Because this is something I didn't really know about until having a baby, was the startle reflex, when the baby is learning about their body and just getting constantly surprised, and their arms go out wide and they have this, you know, look on their face like it's beyond their kinetic understanding or control.
Yeah, I guess after being in the womb all that time, kind of closed in.
Absolutely.
Discovering space.
But I started using it too, and that's sort of how that came about.
Well,
it's just, there's kind of a startle reflex in that dance that goes with the shroom dance.
That's how you liberate yourself before the performance. Well, yeah. Incredible.
I'm working on a bunch of music for Aluminum Corn, which basically means I'm controlling my Eurorack setup with these corn sculptures that I made last summer at a residency in Wisconsin called Acre. And I don't really identify as a visual artist, but I was one sound practitioner in a big group of visual artists, and I wanted to get involved in some of the things they were doing. And one of